Thank you for that introduction. Welcome to another edition of Eye on the Arts. I'm Micah Bornstein, sitting in for John Kane. And today joining me is Deborah Silvert. She's the flutist of Duo Sequenza and the executive director of Sequenza Chamber Music. And I wanted to say hello.
Hi. Good to talk to you, Micah.
It's good to talk to you, Deborah. I think we've been in the same place at the same time, but I'm not sure if we've ever met formally. I think we've been at chamber lunches together.
That's right. The arts chamber lunches, yeah. Exactly.
Well, it's nice to have a chance to talk with you. And, I just wanted you to maybe talk a little bit about Duo Sequenza and Sequenza Chamber Music. What are these two entities?
So Duo Sequenza is the chamber music ensemble comprised of myself and classical guitarist Paul Bowman. I'm a flutist. And we've had quite a nice little chamber music career going, toured internationally. These days, we can say we've had airplay of our album in about a dozen foreign countries. So we're getting out there. We're not touring internationally anymore because, we're a little old for that. But anyway, we are based right here in the South Shore region. I live in Valparaiso, and Paul's originally from Chesterton. And Sequenza Chamber Music is the non-for-profit entity that we founded to perpetuate our mission into the future. You know, we're not going to live forever, nor are we going to be able to play our music forever. But the mission of Duo Sequenza and of SCMI has always been to bring today's classical music out to a whole new audience demographic. And we do that by promoting the work of living composers and sort of capitalizing on who we are. We think that flute and classical guitar has a broad appeal to a wide variety of people. You know, they are the most popular instruments, you know, with the possible exception of piano. And so we think that draws people in and introduces them to the chamber music genre, which is very, very different from what most folks think of as classical music. You know, most people who are inexperienced in classical music think that, you know, as soon as you say classical music, they think orchestra, which is really, you know, the ultimate sort of classical music with the biggest, you know, the biggest instrument of all is the, you know, the symphony orchestra. But we're on the very, very opposite end of the spectrum with a very, very light sound, more delicate, very intricate. And we're able to do things that a symphony orchestra can't, being just two musicians and a very, let's just say, quieter.
Deborah, do you happen to have any recording projects or any albums out?
We do. Yeah, we have an album out right now that was released last April 2019.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's on the Navona Records label, which is an imprint of Parma Recordings. And last year we had over 85,000 digital downstreams on our track, downloads and streams, whatever that stuff is. So it's also available on Amazon. And that particular album is comprised of all world premiere recordings of today's classical music for flute and classical guitar. And it includes our South Shore Suite, which was our 2016 Indiana Bicentennial Commission. It was written by Jorge Munoz, who is a composer at Indiana University South Bend. And he designed this piece. It's six movements. It's quite a long piece, about 25 minutes long. And each movement is a little musical postcard, as it were, of some kind of attraction or historical personality that we find here in the South Shore region. So, for example, we have a metaphor of the train, of the journey between South Bend and Chicago, the two terminals of the South Shore. And we have a Princess Mishawaka movement. We have a Mount Baldy movement. We have a John Dillinger movement.
Well, Deborah, before
Diana of the Dunes.
Before that sounds really amazing, and I'm sure you have listeners who love, you know, longtime listeners who love to hear you perform. And before I let you go, I just wanted to ask, do you have any live performances in the works or anything planned in the future? How long before your fans will get to see you again?
a great question, Micah. We have two actual live performances scheduled next month in Southern Indiana. And we do have our project Listen Up, which is a non-traditional venue project that comes up in March of 2021. I think next month, we're under contract to record two more albums with Navona. And we're having some trouble right now with the recording studios being open. But we may do some open rehearsals actually next month, and we will publicize that if people want to hear those, or you know, they may be very impromptu sort of informal live performances next month in October. They should go to our website and, you know, subscribe to our newsletter. We'll put that out to them. Our website is www.duosequenza.com, or we also have a Facebook page, and you just need to look for Duo Sequenza. It's DuoSequenza.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful, and I wish you the best, and that you are able to, you know, perform again for live audiences. Deborah,
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us today, Deborah.
All right, Micah, be well.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of Eye on the Arts. This was Micah Bornstein sitting in for John Kane. Hope you can join us next week for another edition of Eye on the Arts.